arm.
0TR, this is KR4AAE. How you doing, Tom?
Well, I just don't know, Stephen. We just got our flu shot and our COVID shot, so have to wait and see if it kills us or not. How's your day?
It's going pretty good so far. Found a whopper of a deal on an HF antenna, so now I'm got something else to tinker with on how am I going to put this antenna, where am I going to put it up, where am I going to lay the ground radials. All the fun stuff when you get into the ham hobby, right?
A vertical, didn't you?
It's a 6 Bravo Tango Victor Hustler, 24-foot vertical, with a tilt base and all, with the ground plane and everything else. Juan de Gonza said, I'll come get it right now. And just got to buy a few parts for it, just the regular stuff. Radials and some miscellaneous connectors, but other than that, looks pretty good right now, except on where do I want to put it.
I always was told that verticals radiate equally bad in all directions, and that's true until you put radials with it, and it's a worm burner unless you put the radials down. And you don't have to bury them hardly any deep. I've heard of guys using an edger and just running out and then laying the wires where the edger made them, you know. But they work pretty darn good once you do that, from what I'm told. I just watched a YouTube of a guy that went out to Wyoming and put a vertical out there, which I was kind of surprised because he could put anything he wants out there. I don't know if he put up a beam or not. I can't remember now. But I've heard good reports about the one that I've put up several years ago. It's 160 meter vertical, but I haven't used it very much. Maybe this winter will be better, because 160 meters is good in the winter time. It ain't worth a darn during the summertime. It's too noisy.
Yeah, I remember going through the ham test and about the radials and the ground planes and how it all affects it, and it's basically like a mirror off the ground and shoot the signal right back up in the air. So I figure, get a good ground plane and do pretty good with the vertical.
You know, Stephen, it's hard for me to comment on something I don't know that much about, but I think that's just about the story I've heard on them, is get those radials in. And let me see, DX Engineering has a lot of stuff for that, you know, but you sound like you got everything, and so maybe that'll work out for you fine. I just got wire antennas down here. I used to have a beam, but you know, I do just about as well with my wire antennas down here as I did my beam up in Kansas, and I never thought I'd ever say that, but there's just not much that I can't get on these wire antennas.
I agree with the wire antenna. I mean, that's if I had enough trees in the yard, I would definitely be hanging a wire antenna up there. But unfortunately, I only have one tree in the yard, and kind of can't do too much with that because it's a little short, and it's not even on my property. But yeah, the wire antenna works great. But I do know one thing, the beam was nice, because I was sitting there working some HF a couple nights ago, and yeah, the guy said, hey, which direction is your antenna pointing? I'm like, well, it's pointing this way. He's like, all right, hang on a minute, I'll change my beam. So he rotates his beam, and good gosh, it was clear. It was like I was talking to him like he was my next-door neighbor. I was like, wow. One day in life, maybe I'll get a beam in the backyard.
I emailed the other day. They're trying to pass a law where in Congress where these HOAs can't forbid you from putting up a tower. I hope that passes. They give a link to write your representative about supporting that. But I don't know. It depends on the number of hams there are nowadays and all, and I just don't know that anymore. But it's declined, I think, except for the FT8 and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't die off, and I hope that me being in a public park stringing up an antenna with a radio will spark some interest from some young folks around and keep me from getting some odd looks like, what is this guy doing? He's trying to talk to aliens?
Yeah. I was surprised pleasantly a few nights ago 10 meters was open and I talked to Australia on CW and I talked to Australia on Voice and I just never have very often used 10 meters, but it is a very broad band, and it's a good band when it's there. And it was just pretty easy on one of them. The other one, was Norfolk Island, which is off of Australia. And then there was another one. It was a Victor 6 Delta, a 1x1 call. And that one was really weak, but I got him, and he was out in Micronesia out there, and when you're down here, it's longer distance to get down into Micronesia and down into that way, unless you're going long path, than it is from back up in Kansas anyways. You're halfway across the United States. It's one less skip. But I've managed to do real good. I've worked China from down here even.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I was on 10 meters a couple nights ago. I heard, I was in the morning or in the afternoon, I forgot when it was, but I heard Australia. And I said, I wonder if I could reach him. I was like, no, I don't think I could, but the fact that you can reach him makes me think, I think I can reach him too. I just need to keep trying. Make sure the conditions are right on the 10-meter band, and maybe I can get it.
Sure. Well, it's all about propagation, and if it's there, you can work him on almost any antenna. If the propagation's in there and it's strong, you don't have to have the wattage and the beams and all of that stuff. I've worked 308 countries, actually more than that, but I haven't got more confirmed. But I worked down into in the area of, well, I worked Vietnam from here once, and then I've been there, and always wanted to work it, never did get it from up in Kansas, and I work some of those countries that are hard to get down in there, Thailand and Laos and different places like that, Cambodia. I don't know which ones of those I got confirmed, but I have worked them. But, and I've worked Korea from here, which I'd worked South Korea many times before that. In the summertime, a lot of times you can work Antarctica quite commonly. And it's usually really easy.
It's KR4AAE. Yeah, I'm telling you, ever since I started goofing with HF, it's fun. I got the HF bug. I'm like, all right, let's keep on going, see what happens. I think the furthest I made it so far was Russia. So I've got people in Europe, Russia. I heard some folks in Japan, but I looked at the frequency, and that was in the extra realm. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll get that extra eventually. But it's definitely fun. Good to know about Antarctica in the summertime. Maybe I'll have to try that one once I get this vertical up.
checking out QSL cards and that. A lot of Russians down there, but I've talked both on voice and CW down there pretty often. It's when it's in, and when it isn't, just like anything else. But Russia, I can usually work them as the best CW operators in the world. And, you know, living through the Cold War, Russians aren't my favorite people. But when I say that, I just mean the Russian military. I'm not talking about the people necessarily. But I got to give them credit. Boy, those folks really can work CW, and I've talked to them on voice, too. But they come in usually pretty late of an evening, and very common to work Russia. I've got some cards that come from people that were in a club, and the reason being is they didn't have the money to buy a transmitter themselves, so they'd go down and they'd share the same tube transmitter that everybody else did in that club. And some of that paper they're written on is really poor quality, but it's enjoyable to get it and see how lucky we are over here.
Oh, I agree with you on that one. I'm always lucky for everything I have, and I'm lucky that I wake up in the mornings and I've got fresh air to breathe and life ahead of me to live.
It's got these three guys, and they're standing in their old flight suits out in front of World War II Russian aircraft. And I've worked, I like to work the ones that are out in the middle of Russia, rather than, almost all of them are near Moscow, but some of them are way out there. That's a big area. And then Mongolia, there's one guy that comes on from Mongolia quite often, and I've worked him several times. But that's getting out there. About the furthest that I can stir up in my head is down around India. And India's on there almost every night on CW. VU calls, Victor Uniform. But they're a bit hard to get. And that's getting out there. Anytime you get out in the Indian Ocean, you're talking about a little over 10,000 miles, and that's basically halfway around the Earth.
You are correct on that. As you're telling me all these countries, I'm looking at the world map with all the beginnings and call signs from the different regions, so now I'm starting to pick up a little bit more on saying, okay, I hear this guy, I know where this guy's from, but I don't exactly have the map in front of me all the time, so I got to at least memorize some of the stuff. But yeah, 10,000 miles towards the Indian Ocean, that's a long way.
Hills is one you don't hear too often, Comoros, Madagascar, and the eastern side of Africa. There's a lot of little bitty countries over there that are kind of fun to work. The west coast nearest us is fairly easy to work when they're in, and there's islands out there in the Atlantic too that are fairly easy to get, but I still enjoy it. It's magic. Stephen? Yeah, that's where I was going, Bernice. We are pulling in the driveway and I gotta jump out and get the mail, and it's been enjoyable reminiscing and talking to you, Stephen. You have a good day, KR4AAEN0TR73.
Me too, Tom. I just took a lunch break from work, and I figured I'd hop on the radio a little bit and heard you. Great call out there. So it's nice chatting with you. Thanks for all the info on the HF and everything else. N0TR, this is KR4AAE, and I am clear.